Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Let it go. Say, let it go. Say, give it all to Yahweh. Yes. Give it all to him.
Tell that neighbor, give it all to him. You know, because we hold stuff back. This is what we do. And we should. And this is what we've been talking about. We've been talking about spiritual design, spiritual architecture, design for life. And that means that we serve a God that is a God who has a plan. He has a pattern. He has a way of doing things. He has an MO. Modus operandi is the way he does things. And many times we don't understand what he's doing. But that's okay, because that's called faith. You allow him to do what he what? What he does. And you trust him and believe him, and knowing that you serve a God that is good, the outcome is going to be good. All things are working together for what? For what kind of people? Those who love Yahweh and are what? Does anybody love him? Anybody called to his purpose? So you trust him. So tell your neighbor, it's got to be good. Now praise him for it. It's got to be good. So even in this process that we're talking about, spiritual architecture and design of life, I love the fact that everything that he does, there is a purpose for it and there's a plan for it. Everything that is in the word is significant. We even know that in the Hebrew, every mark, every punctuation of a letter, every jot and tittle means something. Well, why is that there? Because it means something. Why is a yod? Because it means something. So therefore, that is why we use the Hebrew, because that's what the word was written in. And it means something. I don't know about you, but I've always wanted a deeper meaning and understanding. When I was made to go to church when I was a kid, yes, I was made to go. You saying I wasn't made? I just went. Well, I just went because if I had told you that I wanted to stay home, I had a sibling that tried that. It didn't work out very well. But when you get older, what is this all about? So I begin to find meaning in my own salvation. Find meaning in it. You have to find meaning in your salvation. You don't just come to church just to be coming. I mean, I'm glad you're here, but it has to have what?
Meaning.
It has to have significance. We used to say, amen, amen. But why were we saying amen? What did that mean? And then we found out in Hebrew that aman is a Hebrew word, which means it is confirmed. It is declared. It is solid. So now when I say aman, I'm like, I know what I'm talking about. We would just say hallelujah. And this is a weird thing. Hallelujah means praise God or praise Yahweh. And it's called the highest praise. But when I would tell people his name is Yahweh, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, where did I see that? When you say the highest praise is hallelujah, and you say that, but you don't see that his name is a part of that? Hallelujah. It's not a J because there was no J in the Hebrew language. So it's hallelujah. And hallelujah means what? Praise. But we were saying it, but we didn't. We just say it's the highest praise. Why is it the highest praise? Because you're praising Yahweh. So now we can say hallelujah and it means something. Do I have anybody that just wants to just shout out a hallelujah? This means something. So this is what we're finding. We're finding meaning in our salvation. Baptism has meaning. Being filled with the Holy Spirit has meaning. It all is working together for our good. So therefore, if all of these things are working together, why are we leaning to our own understanding? Why are we trying to do our own thing? Why are we trying to follow our own way of doing things? We've messed up. Really, that's why we're here, because we've messed up so many times and we were tired of messing up. Who else was? Just tired of messing up. I mean, you get sick and tired. There's a fatigue to it. You know, you just, man, I keep doing the same stuff over and over again. And at 50 years old now, I'm tired. I'm at the peak of the mountain now. Everything else is downhill. I want it to be right. But don't wait till you're 50. You might not get there. That's why he's giving. You're not here by accident. There's no such word or terminology in the Hebrew language for coincidence. It's patterned. It means something. So when we were doing the study of spiritual architecture and a design for life, it was designed to show you that even if you've made a mistake, even if you've built your life incorrectly, you can rebuild. You have another opportunity to get this thing right, to use the right materials, to start all over again the right way. And so our example of this was the children of Israel. And I'll take you there like I've been taking you, where our lesson is found in Nehemiah, or if you're in the Hebrew language, Nehemiah. The names mean something. So it wasn't Nehemiah, it was Nehemiah. So the second chapter of Nehemiah is speaking of the children of Israel because they were lost. They kept on doing their own thing, and he brought them back. So this is when they came back to their native land. All of the walls were torn down. All of the gates were torn down to their city. And the 17th chapter of Nehemiah, the second, 17th verse of Nehemiah, the second chapter says, "Then said I unto them, you see the distress that we are in? how our city, Jerusalem or Jerusalem, lieth waste, and the gates are burned with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach or no more ashamed or no more a disgrace. Because if you're a child of the Most High, you're supposed to demonstrate the attributes of what? Yeshua. You can't be the child of the Most High and your gates are raggedy. Your wall is raggedy. It has to be in line with the word and who you say you serve. Because then when you say you serve, people are just people. They look. They observe. They listen. And you say, yeah, you know, I serve a child of the God. I'm a child of the Most High God. And then they're looking at your gates and your walls and your life. Well, if that's what the gates of the Most High, children of the Most High God look like, miss me with that. They don't want it. So, what was the answer? Come, let us what? Build up the walls. Let's build up the gates. Fourth chapter. Go forward a couple of chapters. The fourth chapter of Nehemiah, the sixth verse, and it says, so we what? So built we the wall. And all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. How did that happen? For the people had a. Every week I've been doing this because you can't get nothing out of Yahweh unless you have a mind to serve him, unless you have a mind to want to do his word, unless you have a mind to release what you want to do. You know what? It's hard doing your own thing, dog. It's hard. Like Brother Langston there with the axe. If your axe is dull, you got to put more work in it. But if you sharpen it with wisdom, hey, less human effort, you can get that thing done in one chop. That's what this is supposed to be. If we release our lives to him, he knows the plans. He knows the outcomes. He knows all the permutations. He knows all the different things. And instead of you going through all your stuff, all your 100,000 ways, just do his one way. Here, once they finally had a mind to work, what they could not accomplish in 70 years, they did it in 52 days. Go on and clap for that. The 70 years. But when they finally what? Had a mind to work. You might get mad, but tell your neighbor, make up your mind. I mean, it goes both ways. You told them and they told you, so don't feel bad. Make up your mind. It takes a mind. So understanding everything had, so they started building these walls and gates. Well, if you read Nehemiah, the third chapter, they started, when they started building these things, they named them because each gate had a significance. And I would probably want to move on to something else and say, oh, okay, well, they rebuilt the wall. Okay, let's talk about faith now. But no, they took the time to name each gate. That means when you rebuild and build, or you build the right way or rebuild to get it right, there are some specific things, help me somebody, that you need to do to make sure that it's right all the way around. If Yahweh says there's 10 things, then how many things need to be done? But see, this is your human logic. It's good enough if I do 8 out of 10.
No.
That's how we feel. Because through school, you figured if you got a C, you was doing all right. First of all, I don't know who told you that. Because, why? I hear people talking, well, C is passing, ain't it? Barely. But we begin to accept that. A C is okay. Oh, it's all right as long as I'm passing. No, you're supposed to. My daughter, I learned. She bring home a B. I say, baby girl, that's beautiful. But you can do better. What is better? Why are you telling that? Some people. B is all right. No. Get your mind right for the kingdom. A C and a B ain't good enough in the kingdom. He's giving you an A. He's giving you A stuff to work with. Holy Spirit is an A plus, 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 plus. The blood of Yeshua, A plus, 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 plus. So if you apply Yeshua and if you apply the Holy Ghost, you ain't got no business coming home with a C. Come on. You. He's giving you the best. There is no spirit greater than the Holy Spirit. He's giving you Yeshua. The name Yeshua means he will save, he will deliver, he will rescue. There is no greater name than Yeshua being saved, delivered, and rescued. That's the best. It's giving you the best. Why are you coming to him with D and C work? That's what I'm talking about. That's you get an A today, bro. No, seriously. Listen, you gotta get that. Because you gotta get a what? Mind. We need a mind adjustment. We need to stop accepting satisfactory. We gotta stop accepting anything less than what he has created us to be. If he's done the most, then we should expect the most and we should do the most. People used to say, I'm saved to the utmost. Come on, there's nothing, I don't think there's nothing higher than that. You're not saved at a C or a D level, you're saved to the utmost. Can you sing it for me? To the utmost. Hey, come on. We need to get you two in a group. But that's what he does. So therefore, he has expectations of us. Okay? And so when we started studying this, we found that there were the gates. And so let's go and show you all the 10 gates. There was the sheep gate, the fish gate. This is when they rebuilt it. The sheep gate, the fish gate, the old gate, the valley gate, the dung gate, the fountain gate, the water gate, the horse gate, the east gate, and the Malachi gate. And that idea. And you know what? The gates are just so incredible because if I'm operating in the different aspects as I'm building and I'm looking at the significance of these things, if I follow and make sure, and all these are aspects of the word, if I follow, I ain't got nothing to be concerned about because all of the attributes are speaking to all the things that I need to be doing. So, in the sheep gate, go to Nehemiah, the third chapter, the first verse. And I'm going to brush kind of do this fast because we've already done those. But I just want to bring the people that were not here up to date and give those that were here a little refresher. Nehemiah, the third chapter, the first verse. Then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with the brethren, the priest, and they built the sheep gate and they sanctified it. And they set the doors of it, even unto the Tower of May, they sanctified it unto the Tower of Hananiel. Okay, the sheep gate is the only gate that was built by the high priests. And the sheep gate is the only gate that was sanctified, that was anointed. That means the sheep gate means that entrance is sanctified. That's the entrance where they would bring sacrifice. And we know that Yeshua was the sacrificial lamb. He is the anointed one. He is the Yeshua HaMashiach, means Yeshua the anointed one. And there's only one way that you can get to the Father. If you allow your life to be transformed in baptism and you receive Yeshua as your Lord and your Savior, He is the only way to the Father. Yeshua says, I am the way. Somebody said Buddha was the way. No. Somebody said Krishna was the way. No. Somebody said Muhammad. No. There's only one way. Oprah Winfrey said,
I can't believe that there's just one way.
I'm sorry, Oprah. I know you got all your money and everything and you put a lot of stuff in that. But the word of Yahweh says that there's only one way. And if you don't understand that, sorry, but there's one way. You can accept it, but guess what? Oprah gonna find out one day. I hope she find out. Somebody send a letter, Oprah. Send her an email. Tell her what? I can't do this. That's a whole nother lesson. Whole nother lesson. There's one way. Why is there one way? Because Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then He says, no man cometh unto the Father. But by what? Anybody ever had a loved one that was being, you know, maybe bullied or whatever, and you intervene and say, listen, the only way you're going to get to them, you got to come through me first. That's how it is. You got to go through Him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so we found out the significance of that sheep gate. John, or Johann, in the 10th verse, the 10th chapter, the 9th verse, says what? I am the door. I am. That's what He said. Yeshua said, I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Because if I go any other way, I'm not led to the pasture. I'm not led to the peace and the shalom that I'm looking for. It's hard out there doing the hard knock thing. I'm serious. It's hard bumping your head, leading to your own understanding. There's a university. It's called the University of Hard Knocks. And it's a figure of speech, but it just means that you're just doing stuff your way. And if you bump your head so many times, then maybe you'll do it the right way. But I serve a God that don't want me to bump my head even one time. I serve a God that's figuring it out so I don't have to bump my head. Then Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 13th verse, says what? Enter you in at the what? How many straight gates are there? For wide is the gate and broad is the way. So when people say, oh man, there has to be other ways. It's the broad way. If you think there's another way other than Yeshua, it's a broad way. You're right. But it don't lead to where you think it is. The broad way leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. So it's the popular. When you see a crowd, there's a crowd right now at the broad gate. And people are saying, no, that must be the way because there's so many people over there. Oh, no, but the straight gate, you know, just to understate it. It's just a narrow, understated, simple gate. And there's only a few. There be that will what? I don't know about you, but everybody in this room, I pray that you're standing at the straight gate. That's my prayer. That's what I want. Because there's some pastors out there that will tell you, hey, you can do what you want. God is a loving God. He's a merciful God. You know, your salvation is like Jamba Juice. Yes, once you put the strawberry in there, you can't get it back out again. So therefore, when you're saved, the strawberry is in there and you can't pull it out. So no matter what you do, you're still saved. He's still going to take you in. Hallelujah.
You see, God knows that your heart, he know you not perfect. So therefore, how is he going to send you to hell? Matter of fact, I don't even believe that there's a hell.
This is not me. This is a preacher. I'm come on.
You just do as what you can do. You be a good person. Because he know your heart. Glory to God.
It's a broad way. Preacher A, preacher B. It's a narrow way, y'all. The word even say, even the righteous scarcely make it in. To the narrow way.
Well, how we, then if the righteous scarcely make it in, and there only be a few to find, how are we going to make it?
It's called the Holy Ghost.
You got the Holy Ghost. He told them, you shall receive what? Power. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Power to stand. Power to be bold. Power to resist.
Hallelujah.
Power to discern and know what is the right way to go. Power to see into the spirit realm and to know what the will of Yahweh is. Come on, y'all. That's what the narrow way is. He says, I'm not going to leave you without a comforter. When the Holy Ghost comes, he's going to teach you. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you into all truth. So give the Holy Ghost a chance to guide your life. Some of y'all sit the Holy Ghost in the back seat. And you take the wheel. You better sit the Holy Ghost at that and let him take the wheel. And he'll guide. He'll lead. He'll guide and drive. Ooh, come on now. So we got to understand. So that's the sheep gate signifies there's his way. And he reiterates the fish gate. And we found out in the fish gate, if you go to Nehemiah, hallelujah, we talked about this. But the fish gate, the third verse in the third chapter, the second gate, fish gate, that the sons of
Hasanah built, who also laid the beams thereof and set the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. The fish gate always signifies souls. Surrender to his will. He told them, drop what you're doing and follow me. And I will make you what? Fishers of men. And then in Luke, the fifth chapter, where we left off last week, the fourth verse, he says, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets for a catch, for a draw. And Simon answering him said, Master, dude, we've toiled all night. That's his answer. He's like, you're telling me to go back out there, but we've toiled all night. We've been there and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, it's a release. I have my own way of thinking about this, but nevertheless, by your word, I got the way that I want to do it. And listen, you guys are going to get that initial, I did it my way. That's going to come. That's the first thing that comes to your mind. I'm going to do it my way. Who sang that? Frank did it his way. You doing it your way. But then there has to be a point of change. Yeah, I have some ideas and I in my mind about it, but nevertheless, I'm going to let you lead me, Yahweh. I'm going to let you guide me. You guys need to have more nevertheless moments. You don't have enough of those because you stay in your mind. And listen, it's okay. You got a mind. It's going to try to be first. Your mind wants to be the first thing you go to. I think your mind says it before it even comes out your mind. I think you should. And you got to say, I hear that, but nevertheless, I'm going to do it Yahweh's way. Try that sometime. Say it right now. Say nevertheless. Nevertheless. Something happens when you release. See, you got something that you're even trying to figure out right now. You got a situation that you're trying to. You're mapping it out.
Come on now.
You got your list. And you're checking off. But did you consider to acknowledge Yahweh in that list? Did you ask him what you should do? Did you say, open a door, Yahweh, open a window, lead me, show me sincerely? You haven't said that. And your way is going to lead to something. But he needs you to say, nevertheless, at your word. I already did that. How many have said that before? But I already was over there. I didn't find nothing. Nevertheless. Wrote it in the Sunday school book. I don't know if you or not. I was looking for my reading glasses. I was looking all over the place. I was tearing up stuff. And I was getting hot and I was sweating because I was like, I know they was here and I wasn't like that. I'm just getting all agitated. Holy Spirit says, stop. And I stopped. Touch your head.
Oh. I done been around the house 3-4 times. I done run through the car about 2. Gone through bags. If I had just acknowledged, I should have slowed down and said, some of y'all need to do that. Y'all, but where are my keys? He'll lead you. Has that happened to anybody? You said, y'all, but where are my keys? I ain't even gonna look. I'm not even gonna go look. But I didn't do that. I was like, I'm going to look. I'm going to get the victory out of this. I'm going to find them. He sit down and be still. Sometimes y'all need to just sat down. And it says, nevertheless, at that word, and he what? He let down the net. And what happened? 6th verse. And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, so much so that the net broke. 7th verse. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. Then they came and filled both of the ships so that they began to sink. That's what we call overflow. Come on, y'all. If you just do it the right way, he'll give you that. Next gate is the old gate. Go to Nehemiah, the 6th chapter. Moreover, the old gate repaired Jehoiada, the son of Paseh, and Meshulam, the son of Besodiah. And they laid the beams thereof and set the doors thereof and the locks thereof and the bars thereof. The old gate. Let's see a map real quick. The old gate was right there in that left corner. It was a, thank you. It was a, how you work this newfangled thing? Oh, I see it. Ah, bam, right there. The old gate, what is the significance of the old gate? Go to Jeremiah. See, go back. We repaired the old gate. Moreover, the old gate repaired. It was ancient. It was one of the oldest gates. Go to Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. Thus saith Yahweh. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old, the ones that were there from the very beginning. Where is the good way? Where's the good way? Because if there's so many ways, where is the good way? He said, ask for the old path and walk therein. And guess what? Earlier I was saying, it's hard doing the hard knock life. It's tiring. But if you go the old path, it says you will find rest. You just want a little peace of mind. I just want rest for my soul. You get weary trying to find different ways other than the true and tried and living way. He said, ask for the what? The old paths. Where is the good way?
and walk therein. But guess what? They said, talking about the children of Israel, we will not walk. Anybody got issues? Anybody got problems? Anybody got challenges? Anybody got situations? Anybody have a situation where you have to say it's complicated? Oh, I guess there are some takers on that. Ask for the old path. The good way. The way of the word. Listen, everybody trying to find a new way. Yeah. Trying to tell you right now, there ain't. You understand that? There isn't. There got to be a... I'm trying to find a new way. Everybody trying to find something new. My question to you is this. Are you trying to find something, a new revelation that will back up the old original revelation, that will shore it up, that will confirm? Or are you looking for something new to get out of the old way? See, if you're trying to find new revelation to agree with the old way so you can, and fortify, it's like, oh, yes, yes, yes. I know beyond a shadow without that. Or are you trying to find a new way to get out of doing the old way? With Yahweh, there's only one way, and that way is old. But guess what? It's old and it's good. And it's right. It's old, it's good, and it's right. And you'll find rest for your soul. You know, Enoch found the old way. And Enoch, he didn't even have to die like you and me. Yahweh just took him because he respected the old way. You know, I love my young people, but young people, there's only one way and it's old. It ain't new. You know, because, you know, I was young once. What is 25? A decade? A quarter century ago? I still feel the way you do. In my mind. But there's nothing new. It's only one old way. And the old path is a perfect path. I'm imperfect. You're imperfect. But the path is perfect. Therefore, my only chance of getting the right way out is to follow the perfect path with my imperfect self. Because if I take my imperfection and follow the perfect path, I'm on my way. But any other path, any other word, anything outside of the word of Yahweh is imperfect. So if I take my imperfect self and go down an imperfect path, I ain't got a ghost of a chance. My word for you is stop taking your own imperfect paths with your imperfect self and thinking that you're going to come out perfect.
Come on now.
You can't take imperfect and imperfect and expect perfect. The only way you can do it is take imperfect, put it in Yahweh's perfect, and that's the only chance that you got. It's the only chance you got. It's the only way out and the only way in. Now, you can try it. But guess what? Those imperfect paths are the Broadway. Last time, I'll leave you with this. We used to have a song. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Why did I say Jesus? Because that was a new way. The old way was Yeshua. From the beginning, the old name, the old path was Yeshua. That was the old name. Why was it the old name? Because that was the original name that he was given. But sometime 400 some years ago, somebody said, I got a new way and I got a new name. Let's try this. And we went with that new way. All 4 years. But when you call yourself a truth seeker, you're going to end up finding the truth. And as a truth seeker, he called us back to the old gate. He called us back to the original way that he's the one that put the emphasis on it. He says, there's no other name whereby men must be saved. He said that you will call his name Yeshua because he will what? Save the people. He said his name, I have given him a name that is highly exalted and is above every name. And by the name of Yeshua, every knee shall bow. And every tongue confess that what? Yeshua was what? Is Yahweh to the glory of Tanya. And understand this. It's the old way. So then take me back. He says, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? Yeshua is the good way. Does anybody believe that the name of Yeshua is the old path, it's the good path, and it's the right path? Hallelujah! Ask for the old ways, and you're gonna find rest for your souls. I need the rest. Father Yahweh, we need rest. Father Yahweh, we need truth. Father Yahweh, we need what's good. Father Yahweh, we need shalom. We find it in your word. So many ways, so many different ways of doing things. But we want the old way. We want the right way. We want the good way. We want the way that will bring rest. You said in your word that Yeshua was the door. And then, whereby we are saved, we can go in and out and find pasture. Wow. That pasture is the rest for our souls. That pasture is the right way, the old way. Father, help us see and appreciate your tried and true word, your tried and true way. Every scripture that you give us that corroborates and reinforces the fact that you're the only way. Yeshua is the only way. Help us understand more and more. We have to have the old gate qualities. We have to respect and honor and reverence your word. Your word brings life. Your word brings redemption. Your word brings truth. Your word brings shalom, peace, rest. And in this world, there's so many things going on. But we find peace in you. We find rest in you. There's so many decisions to make on a day-to-day basis. But the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, leads us into all truth, gives us the answers. If we will just yield to him to find it. So help us in our walk. Help us in our build. Help us in our rebuild. That we'll seek the old ways. That we'll have a desire for the good ways. The right ways. The true ways. Even tomorrow, we are going to have to make decisions. Next week, we're going to have to make decisions. Next month, we're going to have to make decisions. Let us choose the right ways. Lead us into the right ways. We acquiesce to you in Yeshua's name. We pray. Amen. And amen. Keep your head bowed. Father.